humans are tribal creatures. We evolved in groups. And so much of our behavior, I mean, like the majority of it, is based on a group setting. So every single thing that you do in your life, you have to run it through the lens of what is the evolutionary implication of this thing. Welcome to the Better Human Podcast. I'm your host, Colin Stuckert, entrepreneur, CEO, father, coach, growth-minded, and obsessed with becoming better human. I'm here to help you level up your mind, body, and life. I want you to become a better human. I want you to wake up every day excited about getting to work, getting things done, working on yourself, and then making the world a better place around you. That's how we're going to change the future for humanity. That's how we're going to solve the biggest problems we have in 2021 and on. That's how the world's going to become a better place for my sons and hopefully future daughters. The more better humans we have that can critically think, that are self-aware, the better chance we have at creating a future that we all deserve. Make sure you get all the updates over at colin.coach to get on the Better Human newsletter. You can also reach me anytime, Colin, C-O-L-I-N, at wildfoods.co. To support the show, head over to Wild Foods and use code WILDCEO for your nutrition needs. We have local roasted Austin coffee. Our flagship product, Wild Cocotropic, is a great coffee booster or coffee replacement if you're trying to cycle coffee off, as I've been doing lately. Obsessively source real food products from nature to support your lifestyle needs. Let's get to the show. Conspicuous consumption. How to hack your signaling behavior to improve your life. I'm going to talk about two things specifically, finances and health. If you can make your signals fall into those realms in a certain way, they can improve your life instead of taking away from it. Most signaling behavior that people fall into today, they're not aware of it. And so they spend money aimlessly. They buy things they don't need. They go into credit card debt, right? They try to keep up with the Joneses. And it just, long enough period of time, can ruin your life. So if you start becoming aware that you're doing this, and all humans do this, then you start asking yourself, what's the utility of this thing? How can I maybe signal in a different way? Do I really need to spend the extra money on this logo or this designer thing? What about the utility of this thing? Do I need an expensive purse? And can I get by on just a regular purse? And then can I shift my mindset to be okay with a regular purse or a $200 a month car payment versus a $700 or $800 a month car payment? Can I shift my identity to be someone who's health conscious? And so when I do things that signal health, they actually make me better. What about becoming a saver or an investor? Can I shift my identity to be someone that thinks about saving money, investing money, buying Bitcoin, not spending a lot on things to the point where eventually I cringe if I'm going to buy some designer crap I don't need or go into credit card debt? So all humans signal. This is just from evolutionary biology. Very common thing. Humans are tribal creatures. We evolved in groups. And so much of our behavior, I mean, like the majority of it, is based on a group setting. So every single thing that you do in your life, you have to run it through the lens of what is the evolutionary implication of this thing? How could this behavior be explained by trying to impress people, attract a mate, etc.? So as Oscar Wilde said, everything in the world is about sex, except sex. Sex is about power. I don't even know if that quote really applies here, but I think it does a little bit. I signal, you signal, we all signal. To what level we do that, how bad for us those signals are, to what extent we go to, and the signals themselves are the things that you want to analyze. Because you can signal things in a way that makes you better. And that's what today's video is about. Now, I'll use two examples for me personally, and then this will give you some idea about how to think about it for yourself. I, as of the past couple years, have spent a lot of time, effort, and thought around investing, growing my wealth, protecting my wealth. It's to the point where spending money on things that I don't absolutely need is painful. And buying something to impress someone else is crazy. Now, if I'm maybe hanging out with some friends or some girls or whatever, and like we've been shooting a lot lately, so I might buy some ammo here and there. I might treat someone to a dinner here and there. I don't even know if that's really a signal. I mean, it kind of is, but it's more of also a relationship building thing. But aside from that, like there's just not much I do. I shouldn't say do. There's not a lot much I buy that is a signal. I mostly am focused on signaling that I care about growing my wealth and that I care about owning Bitcoin and that I care about being financially free. So that is a signal. That's a signal to me. It's a signal to the world. And the more I can align my actions and my thoughts with the signal of somebody that buys Bitcoin, that saves, that invests, the more I'm going to do it. The less money I'm going to spend on pointless things. everybody's on an evolution curve for this too. Like I spent a bunch of money in my 20s. I wasted a lot of money. I made money playing poker and I blew a lot of it on stupid things. And then I learned the hard way. Most of us have to learn the hard way, unfortunately. So when it comes to finances, I would recommend everybody create that investor, saver, Bitcoin buyer identity, because that's going to make you more financially robust. And eventually, over enough time, you do that and you'll be financially free. Every human in modern society should want to be financially free. Nobody should want to have to work, right? So that should be a goal we should all aspire to. And it's amazing you can actually get there and you don't need as much money as people or pop culture would say you need. It's incredible. The first thing is you want to analyze how you're spending your money, what you're signaling. Are the things you're signaling good for you, bad for you? Are they good for your health, bad for your health? Because it's not just how you spend money, it's also behaviors. So are you doing destructive behaviors like getting drunk on the weekend and partying and you put that all over social media or whatever? Most people don't really care, by the way. But you think you're signaling to people about how you're this or that, or you're traveling or whatever. And travel's good. Spend some money on travel, sure. But there can be a point where if all your money goes to travel, to take pictures, to put on Instagram, because you want to signal to people how you're worldly or whatever, and then you actually have no money in the bank account and you can't pay your rent or whatever, you can take these things to their extreme and there can be negative repercussions. As it goes with everything in life, you want to find what Aristotle called is the golden mean. You want to find that middle perfect Goldilocks effect. We're going to signal. You're going to signal. A lot of it's subconscious. So step one is becoming conscious of it, shining a spotlight on it. That's when you can start analyzing it and finding alternatives and trying to take that behavior that maybe it's not beneficial and turning into a signal that is beneficial. Let's talk about health, for example. I post pictures of steak, like this big fat juicy steak that I usually have when I'm breaking my fast every morning or every afternoon, I should say. I usually break my fast every afternoon. I'm signaling to my audience, let's say on Instagram, like one, eat healthy animals, because that's a really important thing for me to promote. And I feel like everybody needs to do it. I thought about this, maybe subconsciously I'm signaling that I can like afford the steak, but that's way down there if that's there, because I literally don't ever think about that. And this is the only time I've ever thought about that, is like thinking about this article and talking to you right now about that. I don't think that's part of the signal, but I do think the signals are health and eating healthy animals as part of, I would say, my identity. And they signal to different people, maybe to the carnivore people that was watching my YouTube videos before, maybe, you know, to other people that follow that I want them to eat more meat. So I kind of want to like help them a little bit or whatever. So they're definitely signals. I don't know what like the core underlying subconscious mechanisms or reasons why I do that. And that's the thing. These are the questions we need to go through to try to figure that out so that we can then have control of how we signal and ideally create signals that benefit us. So for you, maybe posting on Instagram your workout videos or a really nice home-cooked food at home, or maybe posting steak, maybe that is a signal that can get you eating more, get you in the kitchen more. I'm all for it, right? Even though workout videos are kind of, everyone does them. If it's a signal that you work out, you're active, you care about your health, then do it as much as you need to. Because the more you do it, the more you're going to keep doing it. It's going to eventually become your identity. You're a health-conscious person that is active. And then that's who you are. Right? So I'm all for signaling that way. Maybe when it comes to money, you want to start signaling to your friends and family that you're out at dinner Friday night and you're not going to run up a huge bar tab because you're going to drink water. And they're going to look at you like, what? You crazy? What? And then they're going to try to peer pressure you. So stick to your guns. Just shrug your shoulders and say, I don't want to go in credit card debt for this. I'm not doing it anymore. Maybe I'll have one drink, but I'm not running up a $50 to $75 bar tab. It's not happening. When they're talking about going to dinner, maybe you recommend a place that isn't as expensive or don't order as many appetizers or whatever. Start making those decisions that change the spending of money as a signal to the saving of money as a signal. That can change your life. And of course, as far as health goes, that can change your life for sure. I mean, if you're not, you're probably not watching this video if you're not into health at all, right? But maybe you can optimize that and take it to another degree. Maybe you're eating out too much. And so you want to start taking pictures of food at home and you want to make elaborate dishes and they look really good on Instagram or whatever. Do that. Do that if it gets you at home in the kitchen eating real food. So this is just a simple concept. It's a very powerful evolutionary concept that you should become aware of. I mean, everything we do is trying to communicate something to others, like all human behavior. Like I said, because humans evolved in groups, right? It's part of our evolution. It's part of who we are. It's part of our species. Everything has to run through that lens of what are other people going to think, or what am I trying to communicate to them? Even when you're doing things when nobody's going to see it. Like that's how built into your biology this is, because your biology is used to 200,000 years ago, always being around people. In the world today, we can lock ourselves in a room, but that primal biology is still there. It's still going to signal things, even if nobody's there to see it. Like when I'm working out, literally 10 p.m. last night, I just ate some food. I did some dumbbells. So right outside, we have a bench and we have a rack in our new home. I love it because I can just walk from the kitchen two steps. I'm outside. I can lift some stuff. I'm doing that maybe to signal my fitness that can show later on, right? But nobody's actually watching me do that. But it is a signal to how I want to look and feel that will then convey information about my mating quality to other people. Everything's about sex, except sex, according to Oscar Wilde, sex is about power. Figure out ways to signal that are going to make you better. Get on the Better Human newsletter over at colin.coach. Appreciate you watching this or listening, and I'll see you in the next one. Today's show is sponsored by Wild Foods Co., real food, superfoods from around the world, and particularly the Wild Cocotropic, which is one of our flagship products. So this is a coffee replacement and or booster. You can use it in the morning if you're trying to reduce your caffeine intake or cycle coffee from time to time, as I do. You can also use it the way I do, which when I'm having coffee and I want to put some butter in it, I want to do kind of a keto coffee, I'm going to throw in about a tablespoon of Cocotropic as well. And it's just a delicious cocoa beverage that gives me that mental boost from the chaga and the reishi. And I got some maca and turmeric in there. It's mood and concentration. And it helps also actually mitigate the effects of a too much caffeine spike. So if I'm adding to coffee, for example, and you get that quick spike, and then you kind of come down, you have a little bit of that crash, and you have the afternoon slump. A very cool thing inside the Cocotropic is the theobromine and the L-theane, which are inside cocoa and part of why people love cocoa and talk about how healthy it is for you. And these help you actually release caffeine slowly. They help mitigate the effects of the caffeine crash so that instead of coming down hard, you're going to have the caffeine intake at more of a steady pace, and it's going to help mitigate the up and down as much. It's just an awesome thing. So if you're looking to replace your coffee with something that's delicious and still has a little bit of caffeine, because cocoa has a little bit of caffeine, it's about, I would say, fourth to sixth the amount of coffee generally. You also have those unique properties of the cocoa that help it so you're not crashing too hard. This is the perfect way to start your day. It's also the perfect way to upgrade your coffee and help mitigate the crash just a little bit. And it's just delicious. It's awesome. It's raw, organic, non-alkalized cocoa powder with wild chaga and reishi, medicinal mushrooms that are also great for focus and all of the health benefits that they're revered for as well. And then it's got some maca and turmeric in there to round it out. Got an amazing flavor profile. We have some customers that drink this straight up with hot water. I mean, it's amazing. So you can also bake with it, make recipes. It is truly an amazing product, an amazing blend, now with 100% organic ingredients. You can get a huge bag of 8 ounces for only $19.99 over at wildfoods.co, and as well as a 16 ounce, which is only $29.99. And then if you use code WILDCEO, you'll get 12% off your entire order. And if you want it conveniently to ship to you every single month so you don't run out, we also have auto ship options as well. So head over to wildfoods.co. You'll see Cocotropic in the shop page right there. Use code WILDCEO for 12% off your entire order. You'll be supporting the show, and you'll also be supporting small producers that grow ingredients the right way, small farmers. And that's exactly what we need to do to change the big consolidated food industry, which is one of our missions at Wild Foods, is to help people eat real food, get back in the kitchen, and to help support small farmers. So again, wildfoods.co, use code WILDCEO for 12% off your entire order. Oh, I almost forgot real quick. Get on the Better Human newsletter over at colin.coach. I share some of my favorite content from around the web, something I improved each week, something I struggle with, a big idea, and much more. It's also a place where you can get any podcasts or YouTube videos that might have been put out there, as well as some of my favorite tweets from the week. Head over to colin.coach to get the Better Human newsletter once a week. You're going to love it. I promise.